going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Man, you can't go wrong with a little P.E. This might be what Shedeur Sanders is about to do. Shut them down, all the media. 410-583-1057 is the number. So we hear all this news about Shedeur Sanders, Ed. I don't think I've ever seen so much poking and prodding of an NFL prospect in a long time. In fact, remember we heard so much about Lamar Jackson before the draft, but not like this. Not like this.
I don't even close.
No. Do you think if Shedeur Sanders was Shedeur Anderson, we wouldn't hear as much?
No, we wouldn't hear as much. Look, his last name is Sanders. It's like, you know, in the NBA, if his last name is James, you're going to get a lot of looks and a lot of poking and prodding, as you said.
Now, before we call him a victim. Do you think he would have got as much attention as a player if his last name wasn't Sanders?
No.
To whom much is given, much is required.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on.
So you don't feel sorry for him?
No. I mean, I don't know if he deserves all the criticism he's getting, but I'm not so sure he deserves the praise he's getting either. So I assume it balances itself out.
I think I would love to see the young man actually just play in the National Football League and all the talking stops.
Yeah.
There are holes in this game that I would admit I saw when he played. But when Jeremy led me to someone comparing him to the Bengals' former quarterback, Andy Dalton,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, man, I saw Andy Dalton play for years. I saw Shedeur Sanders play. Uh-uh. I don't see that comparison. I just don't see it. That to me is, and this is no insult to Andy Dalton, but that's an insult to Shedeur Sanders. He's more talented than Andy Dalton. I mean, whether he'll be a better quarterback, well, it remains to be seen. But he's more talented than Andy Dalton. I just thought that to me was someone trying to make a point more than trying to make a comparison.
Yeah, I could see that. I just think in case like this, it's so hard to, you know, it's tough enough at draft time. Because there's so much gamesmanship that goes on. You're allowed to lie. You know, things are said and spread that aren't true to deceive people. It's no different than they do, you know, during election season in the United States. You know, all kinds of misinformation is put out. It doesn't have to be true, and they can, you know, retract it later and say, oh, well, that was found to be false, but they said it. And I think the same is true in this case now, where there's so much that is said around draft time. And who knows what's planted by people that actually, you know how it goes. They've got their eye on a player, and they'll put something out there saying, I'm not so sure about this. You're Mike Green from Marshall.
Yeah.
They're talking about him plummeting in the draft now because of off-the-field stuff. So, I mean, this guy was predicted to be a top 10 pick, and now, you know, there's some rumors out there.
It's not rumors. He has some bad off-the-field stuff. In fact, Kim McCusick said he might be black-dotted by the Ravens.
Yeah.
He said he might be black-dotted by them. That's why I hadn't said a whole lot about him because of some of the off-the-field stuff, but he had an allegation in high school and the University of Virginia, I think that's where he went first, made him sign made him sign a no tolerance, and then he had an accusation at Virginia, and because he was like basically nobody at the time, they just made him walk, and that's how he ended up in Marshall.
Yep, and the allegations, the sexual assault allegations.
Right. So yeah. I heard he could be a player that's black dotted by the Ravens. But you're right, GMs and front office people are allowed to lie, Ed.
Yeah.
But my problem is the guys, the experts who cover the league. They're the ones putting things out about Shedeur Sanders. That's the issue I have. It's not the GMs who we expect to lie and mislead. It's the people who cover the league. Now, you could say, going back to our previous segment, maybe they're being fed this information by front office.
Exactly. Well, because how many times have you heard an anonymous source, an anonymous front office member of the NFL,
right,
an anonymous coach? You get, when they're anonymous, it's like it was It could be anything. It could be somebody wanting to, you know, feed misinformation for their own benefit. It could be someone feeding information to hurt the player because they had a bad experience with him or a legacy. Like, you know, they didn't get along with his father. And now, you know, his name has come up, so screw him. You know, we're going to take it out on this kid. You think about it. Like, wasn't that the reason Elway didn't come to the Colts?
No, Elway didn't come to the Colts because he didn't like Frank Kush. His dad had beef with Frank Kush.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how, you know, far back these things go sometimes. It's not just the player himself. It goes back to parents. So it's very tough to know.
Man, somebody left me a gift. Somebody left me some Reese's Pieces eggs, Easter eggs. They're open, but, you know, I know they're left for me. Let's go to Ellicott City and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning to you.
Great topic, man.
Thank you,
sir. I think just in kind of like the whole ball of wax type of gig for Shedeur Sanders, I think he's a very talented football player. He definitely comes from football royalty. But, you know, the knocking of his game and where he'll be drafted, I think, like you said, it's just personal opinions, whether discreetly or out in the open. But kind of like Colorado football, man. It's all upside, Rob. It's all upside money. I think it's going to work out for Shedeur one way or another. And I just don't think negativity's ever knocked him down. I just think it's going to continue just to be upside for him, kind of unlike Bronny. It just didn't go upside all the way for him.
I think that's a good person to bring up, Kevin. Thanks a lot. Shedeur Sanders is a better football player than Bronny James is a basketball player.
Yes.
So I think Shedeur Sanders has the talent, Ed, to shake his father's name. I don't know. That still remains to be seen with Bronny James.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, like 7, 8, 10 years old, I was a huge Archie Manning fan. Peyton was better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he just was. I mean, Archie played for a terrible expansion team at the time. The Saints had just come into the league. But still, I mean, Peyton Manning is proven to be maybe arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest of all time. Most people point to Brady, like I do. But someone who is not in the studio today would make case for Peyton, and I get it. I definitely get it. So I think that's a good example as well, because the Mannings are NFL royalty as well.
Let's go to Rashawn again in Baltimore. What's up, man?
I'm here now, man. You know, it was a rookie move this morning. You know, man. No, but, hey.
I thought you were just tired from waiting on the radio at 2 o'clock in the morning on a national show now. I thought you were just big. I thought you were big timing us, man.
No, I wouldn't. I'll never forget where I come from, man. You know, but speaking of the national shows, you know, I was on there a couple shows last night, you know, talking about this draft. You know, I get a little antsy around this time of the year. Because with this draft situation, you know, I think this could be the Cowboys draft, though. You know, I think, you know, you heard me this morning, Rob.
Don't nobody care.
You don't care?
No.
Hey, what do you think about what he's talking about, George Pickens, man? Why don't I want no George Pickens? Why he had distractions? Hey, he a bum. He ain't show up in the playoffs at all. I mean, not the player. That is
a Cowboy move, though.
It is. It definitely is. I'm like, don't wish that on us. That's the last thing the Cowboys need, for real.
I agree with you, but that's a Cowboy move.
Yeah, it definitely is. Hey, but as Mark Andrews, you know, I think he might get traded tonight. But if we can fleece a team for at least a third-round pick, you know, there got to be some idiot team out there that we can fleece them for. But maybe a team that might want, you know, that's like they one piece away, you know, from winning the Super Bowl. But I hope they don't trade them to none of our rivals, like Chiefs or nothing like that, which I don't think they'll do. The Chiefs got Kelsey anyway, so what the hell they want some Andrews?
Let me just say this, Rashawn. Let me just say this. It's not looking good for this being your final year of being a Cowboy fan, because you do know you lead every show with them.
Yeah, I know, man. I want to go out with a bang, though. You know,
not,
like,
not looking good for you. Not looking good for you.
Listen, I'm not going to sit around and root for a team for 50 years. They ain't won a championship in 50 years like the Knicks. It was like 1973.
Wow.
You know, all the Jets.
How am I catching a stray here?
Just you for no reason there. It's just
I don't know, man, but I really didn't realize until a couple days ago. It's been since 1973, Ed, since the Knicks won. And, wow, like, why are they so popular and so got all this fame and Spike Lee stuff? And they haven't won since.
Because Spike Lee's a real fan. Because
it's the hub of the universe, my friend. That's why.
And Spike Lee, Spike Lee's a real fan, unlike other people who fall off because their team don't win championships. I respect Spike Lee. He is fan one regardless of what his team does. He shows his emotions, but he also still shows his support. Unlike people around here, I can't watch the Orioles. They're bad. Well, don't watch them then.
Don't watch them. I tried to snap a photo the other day. It's appropriate that, because Rashawn brought this up. I'm sitting behind a car at a light. I couldn't get my phone on time. He had a bumper sticker. But it said, New York Jets, 1968 Super Bowl champions. And I had to explain to Celeste why it was funny. I was like, that's hilarious. Like, who would put that on their car? But I got to give them credit. It's like,
if you're EDC and you're on the clock and it's ticking in the first round, what's your move? We'll let you answer that at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, O's, Nats, recap up next on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, Ed. I want to call Oklahoma on this. We know what the Orioles did. They lost their third game in a row.
Do you mean Omaha?
Yeah, Omaha. So what did I say, Oklahoma? I was just making sure you were there. I'm going to call it Omaha on this. Oklahoma is the drill we did in football.
Yes. Oh, I think they're outlawed now.
Yeah. Football ain't football no more. We were supposed to do this at 7:30, but I think this is worth two segments. Orioles lost the third in a row. Okay, that's a recap. Left 12 runners on base. 1 for 12 with runners in going position. That's all you need to know. But Brandon Hyde told us yesterday that Grayson Rodriguez has a mild lat strain and he'll start throwing again in a few weeks. Are you beginning to lose faith in this guy?
On which guy?
Grayson.
Yes. Not lose faith, but lose faith that he can stay healthy.
Yeah. I talked about this Tuesday, Ed. You and Jeremy weren't here. When I was a kid, and I know my buddy Mark Healy is going to go ahead and make fun of this again because he says, well, I should have practiced that when I threw out the first pitch. But when I was a kid, when we were taught to throw, we had a stool. And we had to lift the leg over the stool that matched your throwing hand, meaning right hand, right leg. And the reason why we had to come with that follow through, because it was putting your hips and your legs into the throw as well, which saves your arm. And I was told the injuries that you could sustain if you don't do that with a proper follow-through are shoulder and lat injuries.
Yeah.
He's had multiple lat injuries. You guys can YouTube this if you want. If you look at Grayson Rodriguez's throwing motion, that back leg is delayed in the follow-through every time. The back, and it seems to me that he's more focused on the arm whip and the velocity than the proper follow-through. Look at his follow-through. Look at his throwing motion.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because what he's trying to do is exactly what you – if this is true, and I'm going to check it out, it's exactly what you're not supposed to do because somebody used to throw really hard named Nolan Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see the size of his legs?
Yeah. And you ever see
they're enormous.
And that right leg is up as high as his waist when he's following through. Jim Palmer, all these. Look at Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
That leg, that back leg and his arm almost look like it's attached to one another.
Yeah.
And they get great follow through. Those guys are on the grass when they finish.
Yeah, because you throw with your legs.
And when I look at
and you punch with your legs. I mean, this is throughout sports.
And I'm not saying Grayson doesn't bring that right leg. It's delayed. It's like the upper body first, and it's almost like his arm is dragging that right leg through instead of like kind of in concert with one another. And to me, and I've said this before, and you look up and he's getting a lot of lat injuries, shoulder injuries. Mm-hmm. That was as a kid when I was, 11, 12 years old, as we were told. They didn't call it the lat. They just kind of pointed to your back area. You're going to get yourself hurt here and also in your shoulder. I don't think my coach knew what a lat was back then. But he was right. And I just wonder whether or not, is it part of his throwing motion that's hurting him? Because it's got to, I mean, it's almost to the point where you're holding your breath. If Grayson Rodriguez comes back in June, Ed, I'm going to be holding my breath with every start. Because that's where it's gotten now to where he is now, in my opinion, injury prone.
Well, he's definitely injury prone. And I'm with you on that because, you know, you'll see guys who the premier players too very often. They'll be out, they'll be injured, they come back and think you were excited to see them again, and then by the third inning, you see them being taken out because something got triggered. Something's wrong. And I think sometimes it's like you said, it's an imbalance. You know, you may strain a lat or you may strain an oblique or whatever it may be. But I think sometimes it's because another muscle is stronger and pulling. That's how I had so much trouble with my rotator cuff, because I was told that I paid so much attention to doing bench presses when I was young.
Right.
That the muscles in the back weren't as strong as the front, and they were imbalanced and pulling on each other. And I was like, well, that makes sense. And I wonder sometimes with these baseball players, when they have an injury that affects a part of the body, if there's something wrong somewhere else, and that's what's causing the imbalance. And he's definitely, he's one of those guys, though. And I'm starting to, after a while, you learn to say it, that it sounds terrible, but not count on guys.
Yeah, that's where I am. There you go. Perfect. Do you feel you can count on Grayson? Perfect. I couldn't say it any better, because that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling like, man, I can't count on this dude. And Kyle Bradish is not expected to be back till late summer. I have more faith in his return being sustainable than I do Grayson Rodriguez's.
Me too.
I got more faith in it, man. I got more faith in Zach Eflin's return being sustainable than I do Grayson Rodriguez. And I love Grayson Rodriguez. I've been looking forward to him 2 years before his arrival. Mm-hmm. I think the guy has immense talent. I think he's top of the rotation stuff.
I remember when we interviewed him in spring training. Yeah. I really liked him.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that, Vinny always said, can't make the club in the tub.
No,
and
right.
As you say, the best ability is reliability.
Availability.
Availability. also a reliability.
Yeah, right.
But it just right now, you just can't rely on him at all. Want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you getting to the point where you feel like you just can't rely on Grayson Rodriguez?
I feel the same way I felt about John Means.
There you go. Baltimore's same Big thing. Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, 7:31 in the AM. That's funk, man. Grayson Rodriguez, according to Brandon Hyde, has a mild lat strain, and he'll start throwing again a few weeks from now. Oh, boy, are you getting to the point where you feel like we just can't rely on that guy, Eli in Parkville? What's up, Eli?
Good morning. I don't feel that way because he's injured. How I do feel, though, honestly, I miss Tyler. Tyler O'Neill needs to drop down in the rotation because we need somebody that can get runners in. He strikes out way too much. That's what I'm actually worried about.
I agree with you. He strikes out a lot, but last night he did drive in a run. Who do you move him for? His on-base percentage is .284, slugging .385. Who are the better options?
Mountcastle.
Mountcastle has a .280 on-base percentage and a lower slugging.
But he doesn't play every day, though.
But he plays almost as much as O'Neill. You don't have – the problem is – and that's the you're pointing out the problem, Eli. Nobody's hitting. The ones that Mullins hitting, he can only bat once in the order. O'Hearn is hitting, he can only bat once in the order. These guys aren't hitting. Holliday is starting to hit, but he can only bat once in the order. Who? You're right by your assessment, but who do you switch him with? You can identify the problem. Yeah, but give me a solution. There are none, Ed.
Yeah, you're right. This is pretty much top to bottom, other than Cedric, I think. And O'Hearn. But like you said, they bat once through the order. That's it. You need other people to step it up a bit, because I tell you, the on-base percentages are stunning. Since we've had this paradigm shift the last couple of years, stop looking at batting averages, you start looking at how, when people get on base.
Right.
Those are low now. Because there were guys you could forgive, like in particular like Adley. Like he'd have a middling batting average sometimes. However, his on-base percentage was like, 360. That's not what's going on right now.
He's saying that Mountcastle is a better option. He'll do better because he doesn't play every day. I got news for you, Eli. Look it up. Mountcastle has more at-bats than O'Neill. Look it up. Let's go to George in Columbia. What's up, George?
Hey, what's up? Going on, guys?
Not
great
much, man.
Show, man.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to – I don't have anything specifically with the Orioles, but I remember back when Roger Clemens was training with Andy Pettit. And they I guess they worked 3 days on this, and they would call it their leg day. They would be like, now is our moneymaker day, and they would work hard on their legs, push off, all that kind of stuff, and they basically made that the thing, it wasn't necessarily their arm or velocity or you know, how much they could whip their arm. It was basically the strength in their entire legs. So I guess that's how they had that. Yeah, it's like you know, before they split ways or whatever. But
I don't think, to be honest with you, man, George, pitching injuries is an epidemic. My issue with Grayson is that he's had several of them. A lot of pitchers are getting hurt, just not multiple times like he is. I've said it before, Ed. Roger Clemens had great velocity, but the emphasis wasn't on velocity back then.
Right.
The emphasis was on going deep in games. You know what I mean? So dialing back and knowing how to preserve yourself.
Right. And even and got Nolan Ryan I brought up because that's even further back. But again, a guy that had tremendous velocity when people didn't really, nobody's throwing that hard. But he had tremendous, he had tree trunk thighs, you know, Earl Campbell legs, and that's where he got his power from. And you preserve your arm. He had other problems. He had blisters, you know, problems and things like that, but not arm problems.
I want to go back to Eli because people, Ed, it's kind of frustrating. People really don't understand how bad this offense is. Like he was saying, you know, well, you know, give Ryan Mountcastle a chance. Basically, he doesn't play every day. Ryan Mountcastle has 71 at bats. Tyler O'Neill has 65 at bats. So I don't know how you use the excuse that O'Neill is playing more than Mount. He has fewer at bats. The offense is bad. Eli presented a problem. He did. A problem that we all know. But the bigger problem is there are no solutions to those problems on the team. No one's hitting. Three people on the team right now are hitting. Three. That's it. You got nine spots to fill.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the offense is a problem. Oh, you get to the point where you know you feel like you can't rely on Grayson Rodriguez. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm kind of losing confidence in his ability to stay healthy. I mean, is this like the third time or something like that?
Oh, you know, man, he got his debut to Major League Baseball got delayed. He got injured last year, and now this year. So yeah, third time, and I guess you can call it fourth time because his return is going to be delayed because of this lat injury. So technically, maybe you can say four times.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of losing confidence. And real quick, y'all, man, I'm sitting in charge of my car, and I fall asleep, and I had this dream that Rob was giving this affair at this banquet hall in some shopping center, man. And then I just now woke up and, you know, heard the topic, but
hey,
it was
weird, man. Hey, Mike, don't you ever dream about me, man. And before you say you dream about me, go no diddy.
It was a nightmare, man.
Yeah, okay,
but yeah,
there you go.
Was giving an event, man.
did I make any money for my hoops team with it?
Probably so.
All right, there you go.
Kind of charity event.
That's the only time
it was weird, man.
Man, it's weird.
He fell asleep in his car?
That's
while I was charging it.
Okay.
I just learned
something.
That's
a knock on electric cars.
Yeah.
It takes so long to get them filled up, you just take a nap.
I never envisioned Mike as an electric car guy.
I would have not have thought that.
I did not see that.
Years. Yeah.
Mike is driving a Tesla.
Tesla.
I can't believe Mike is.
I don't remember the one day he came up here to give us our gift around Christmas.
I saw Tesla or Prius. What else is there?
Chevy Volt.
Oh, that's right, the Volts.
Yeah.
Ah, no. They're the small ones, right?
Yeah, they're roller skates.
I can't see. It's probably a Tesla. I can't see him driving a Prius. I can't see him driving a small car. I just didn't envision him as being an electric car guy.
Yeah, that's a real knock on those things. I mean, could you take a nap gassing up your car? No.
Well, if you do, you shouldn't be driving. Yeah. It doesn't take that long.
Exactly.
410-583-1057 is the number. I just realized why you guys made fun of me. I did say Tesla.
Yes.
Why did they repeat what I said?
I thought you meant to do that.
No.
I'm going to start calling them Teslas.
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy's out. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah,
Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How
good.
Are you?
Good. Happy Friday, bud.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe. If the Orioles continue to play the way they are playing, Will Brendan Hyde and Mike Elias make it through this season without being fired? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day too, man. I just don't think. I don't see the solution right now being firing someone.
No.
Not
that it's out of the question.
It's not out of the question.
But I don't see it as a solution usually anyway.
But unless something's changed from last time I was down, it was Saturday. Unless something changed from Saturday to the day 5 days later, it didn't look like Brendan Hyde lost the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And again, things change. You and I both know that changes quickly, man. It could be one thing that's done that could put you over the top because you've been kind of shoving other things aside. But last I checked, he hadn't lost the clubhouse. And I think that's what would cause Brendan Hyde to lose his job, to lose the clubhouse. And it just doesn't seem that way to me.
Yeah. Brendan Hyde's not batting .214.
No. So. Brendan Hyde didn't leave 12 runners on base either.
Exactly.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Your EDC, and the clock is ticking down in the first round. What's your move? You can answer that at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, thoughts on the rumors around the Steelers, the Browns, and a Vikings trade involving Kirk Cousins? Do you think Cleveland or Pittsburgh has a rookie quarterback on Friday morning? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's a fan. See, this is the line that Richie belongs to us with the Commodores. He ain't dancing on no ceiling. Talking about real life right here.
After he belonged to you, who'd you give him to?
You.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You missed the draft? How'd you miss the draft, man? Hey, he's got this rumor involving the Steelers, the Browns, the Vikings with Kirk Cousins. Who do you think ends up with Kirk Cousins in that whole thing?
Well, for his sake, I hope it's not the Browns. That is like where quarterbacks go to die. I think the Vikings. It's where I'd like to see him go.
See, I think the Browns end up with this. I think he ends up with the Browns. He's been to the Vikings already. The Vikings have a young quarterback who, I mean, do you really block him again another year?
Even after Donald?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping the Cleveland Browns for their sake. But you never know. The bottom line is I don't think he ends up in Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh somehow finagles their way to move up in the draft to get their guy Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody's saying. He wants to go there. They want him. They love him. He loves them. You know, go build a family. There you go. So that's nice. But at Cousins, I would like to see. The Vikings, and in that division, obviously, I like the Lions. But I do like having the Vikings relevant. And they have a good team. They have a great defense. They were just missing a quarterback, and they struck, they caught lightning in a bottle with Donald. And I think they may be able to do it again with Cousins for, in a return trip there.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Vikings could look to trade for Cousins during the 2025 draft, according to Diana Rossini of The Athletic. That's where she went. Yahoo Sports' Charles Robinson mentioned the Browns and the Steelers are potential landing spot for Cousins in March. While the Vikings would be the most interesting landing spot for Cousins, given the team's apparent commitment to J.J. McCarthy and Cousins' history with the franchise, Minnesota is the least likely of the trio to make a deal for Cousins per Rossini. I just don't see him going to Minnesota.
Yeah, well, the thing that, to me, the reason I see him not going and the reason I see him going are the same reason, because he's been there before. We've seen teams take guys back, and then we've seen guys now. We've seen that movie already. We're not doing it again. So I don't know what way to lean with that, but I trust her sources.
Kevin O'Connell got there in February of 2022, right?
He got there right after
the season. I want to say February 2022. So that means he was there in 2022. That was his first season. And he didn't have a lot of experience with Kirk Cousins, because if I'm not mistaken, Kirk Cousins was injured most of 2022. I think that's how that went. No, if I'm wrong, he played 17 games. It's 2023. He was injured. They went 13-4. So Ed, he had a good history with him. 13-4. Let him go basically, I think money was the reason they had to let him go. He missed most of the season and didn't know whether he was healthy. So he went 13-4 with them in 2022.
I'm actually Cousins fan. I like him. I think when he did, what won me over is when they did that profile on quarterbacks, and he was one of them. I was like, damn, this guy is so down to earth, and has carved a great career while not being a great quarterback. But he's made a ton of money with these short term contracts. I just think he gets it done, and that's what they need. But you said you don't want to block another young quarterback again.
He completes 67% of his passes for his career, which for this era of quarterbacking, you should complete 67% of your passes. And his passer rated is 97.4. He's had great years. 19 through 21 were great years. They were 107 passer rating, 105, 103, percentages of 69, 67. He had great years those years, but I agree. The greatness of his career is his agent getting him a lot of money. Let's go to Edgewood and get Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I don't think that's a bad move for Cleveland if they wanted they would go go get Cousins. But to tell you the truth of the matter, you'd be mortgaging the future again. And they're just now starting to get draft picks back together after that Deshaun Watson move. I mean, it's like I said, it's not a bad move, but wouldn't you rather build upon the future than try to build something for the next 5, 6, 7 years instead of something for the next 1 or 2 years? I get they got a lot of pieces right now, and they're trying to do something. But I mean, I don't know, man.
Here's the problem. Mortgaging the future for what? Are you saying that quarterback position? Because what if they're saying, we don't like anything in the draft this year. What we do like is what's in the draft next year. So let's get a quarterback for this year.
That philosophy, I never did. How do you understand? What's coming out next year that's so much better than this year?
Well, with that in mind, maybe they know who's free agents next year. They might not like this quarterback class. So my point is, you're saying they're mortgaging the future. They don't like the draft class. So go get a quarterback you like. I mean, you may like a quarterback. See, we want teams to do what we want them to do, but I think their movement tells us what they like and don't like.
I get it, but you still got to stop the quarterback carousel. You got to do something. You got to put your foot down and stop the room from spinning eventually at that position.
I think Kirk Cousins does that. Kirk Cousins has proven that he can win. If there's a quarterback that can stop the room from spinning for about 2 years, Ed, in my opinion, it's Kirk Cousins.
100%. He's done that. And to his point, he's making the point that you made, where we want the teams to do what we want them to do. Like with his statement about, you, after a while, you got to make the room stop spinning. Yeah, certain franchises don't do that. And the one you're talking about is they're the poster child for being a dysfunctional franchise. That's the Cleveland Browns. And the Jets are right up there. The Browns, there's a couple of them. The Panthers, they can't get it right. So when they make stupid moves, nobody says, wow, I can't believe they did that. No, but it's not. They do the Alonzo Mourning thing. It's like, yeah.
But at the same time, Ed, if you mix skill and character, if there's a perfect guy that adds some stability to you, it's Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
When you mix skill, his skill is good enough. His character is phenomenal. You mix those two things, no one's better at stopping the room from spinning, like Lou said, than Kirk Cousins. Look him up. The guy is a Pod Piper. The guy is he galvanizes the locker room. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's played with him will tell you that. That's why the Washington back then Redskins picked him over the coaching staff wanted him over RG3. The owner forced RG3 down their throats. They wanted Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Because they said Kirk Cousins was not only the better quarterback in their opinion, he was the better person for the club, for the football team. So when you have signed a guy who had was accused of over 21 assaults of masseuse, and you signed him to a guaranteed contract, and now you talk about questionable character. Well, when you want to do the polar opposite, you bring in a guy who is good enough to win games, who's proven he can, who has unquestionable, unshakable character in Kirk Cousins. You do the exact opposite. I don't mind this move.
Dude, I like it. I mean, I like Cousins a lot. And for the reason that you just cited, too. First of all, I think he's a good quarterback. And I think he knows how to win. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's a humble guy. And I think the reason his teammates like him, because he does things. He's willing to make fun of himself. He's not an asshat. You know, he's not Russell Wilson, who his teammates have to call his agent to get a message to him. I still can't believe what a jerk he is. Cousins is the guy putting on the chains, dancing shirtless on the plane after a victory. That's him.
Yeah.
Like, how could you not like the guy?
Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, we're going to let you play GM. You're Eric DaCosta, and the clock is ticking down in round number one. What's your move? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.